Let's get it. Hello.
Hey.
This is.
I have to turn down the volume on this because the lag on it is.
And I just hear click, 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 click.
Yeah. My eyes hurt.
So, did you hear about the promotion that we're doing?
Well, which one, man? We're doing like 20 different promotions.
The HelloFresh promotion.
Oh, yeah.
Where 3 meals for once a week. Just type in a promo code butthole.
And you get the first 3 meals free? Is that what it is?
Yes, first 3 free. After that, you have to
pay the price. That's such a good deal.
Well, you know, we don't get the best deal as some of these other podcasts, but you know, at least we got that promo code butthole.
Heck yeah.
That will at least, you know, give some people some stuff. Because, you know, cooking, it's difficult.
That's right. I eat it every day.
Or are you more of a, you know, Blue Apron kind of guy?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, I enjoy both. I definitely like them both. I think equally, but they're both different. So,
because you know,
it depends on the mood, I guess.
Blue Apron, you can get 4 meals twice a week using their promo code. What was that promo code again?
The promo code, I believe, is No Skin Boys.
Yeah, No Skin Boys. That was the problem.
Yeah, so.
If you're hearing this, Brandy boy, you.
Yeah, too bad. Too bad Bradley's not here for this because he's the biggest No Skin Boy that I know. I feel like. Can you hear the clicking of my like controller and stuff a lot?
Yeah.
It's terrible. That's pretty bad.
Is it possible to find 2 M4s and a SCAR on the same building?
You know, it doesn't happen often, but sometimes you do run into some crazy crap like that.
You know for sure we're losing this game like right away.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like every time we drop in a game, I know that we're gonna lose a game. I know we're losing.
For listeners out there, you may be confused what we're talking about. We're talking about the popular game that the young kids play these days, called PUBG for short.
I hear like some pretty serious like echo.
Echo?
Do you wanna? Yeah, I don't know if it's from your phone or from what, but I hear my like I hear myself. It's pretty serious.
Yeah, this is more of a test.
Or we could just, yeah, for sure. We could even just switch to the whatever. What does this app even?
I'm hearing it twice.
What?
Is it the first time? At least I'll hear it the second time.
I can't even hear what you just said.
I said I'm hearing it twice right now, so if I miss it the first time, I'll hear it the second time.
Should we just talk on, like, on Anchor?
Oh, yeah, we could.
Maybe we could do that.
I think I just
put headphones
into, like,
yeah.
Plug headphones into my phone.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sweet. I just unplugged my headset from my controller. This is so much better. For all of our listeners out there, and when I say listeners, I mean our Bradley boys, our Bradley like, boy.
Maybe
our mom. we do apologize for our technical difficulties.
It's a learning process.
Yeah, no, it is. We're working out the kinks.
I'm just trying to find headphones myself.
It's cool. Oh man, we gotta go far. I'm gonna look for a vehicle over here.
You know, with these ghetto iPhones nowadays. They don't have headphones, yeah. You can't plug it in.
Oh yeah. So you gotta get your little adapter thingy.
Yeah.
Dongle.
Yep, gotta get that dongle. And then
that dongle.
You know, we're all tangled up. You know that. It's like figuring out.
You know, dongle is one of my favorite words. I don't know. I don't know who like. Decided to call it a dongle, but
who
like it.
Who thought of that?
I don't know. Probably Elon Musk.
Probably.
I can't come pick you up. I'm scooping you up in my whip.
What kind of whip is it?
Oh, it's a motorcycle.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, trying to do some wheelies on it right now. It's not working.
Yeah, what's so life expectancy of a motorcycle is about 2 seconds.
Yeah. Pretty much. But skate it. I don't even know where I'm going. Oh my god.
2 seconds right there.
There goes half our health.
Skirt.
So Bradley, since I know, since you're our only listener, I know you're gonna listen to this. I just want to say I think it's freaking hilarious that ever when we're playing Rainbow Six Siege that you play as Tachanka because he's like. Notoriously known as the worst character to play as in the game, and like you and you love maining that dude, and it makes my day.
He does work the pull really good with that Tachanka.
Oh yeah, he does. Oh my gosh, here we go. Oh, we still
soon when we have enough money we'll do a video podcast and eventually maybe you'll be able to see that.
Yeah.
But I will try and tell you exactly what happened. We did a flip twice, landed in a tree, flipped about 3 more times, landed on our backs, and our motorcycle blew up. So life expectancy, about 2 seconds, was very true.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right.
This game is fascinating.
All right, let's do this again.
So how long did we decide that we want to do the podcast? Like,
that's a good question. I was thinking about that. I don't know.
40 hours? break some world records?
Yeah.
Just recite Bradley Boy over and over again?
I mean, what is the longest podcast? Like, is there... Like, what's... Because we just want to beat that.
The record.
Record
for longest podcast. Well, I tried typing in podcast and went to poop, so... The record, 150 hours and 30 minutes. It was achieved in Germany. Those Nazis. What the heck?
Well, you brought up something interesting. Now I'm curious. I'm going to look it up. The record for the longest poop.
The longest, like, poop? Or, like, however, like...
Dude, wait.
How long it took them to take the poop.
No, like, longest isn't just, like, the length of it.
Did you know the average human poops 2 pounds a day? Oh, jeez.
wait, get this, though, dude. So...
I don't know if I poop 2 pounds. Do you?
So, I just see... I don't know, man. No, I'm pretty sure I poop at least 2 pounds. Poop pounds. So, when I Googled that, the first thing comes up, there's a quote. It says, once it was done, she had set the record for the longest human poop ever at... Wait, just guess how long you think it is. And it's a female. This is the thing that's great, too.
How long she was there?
No. How long the actual poop is. Like, if you took out a yardstick and you tried to measure how long this turd is, guess how long the longest poop... Not like the longest 32 amount of time inches. It took. No.
Like longer?
Yeah.
Dude, how did it fit down the toilet?
I don't even know if I believe this. This just doesn't even seem humanly possible. But it says this is done by a human. But the record for the longest poop is 26 feet.
So how many inches is that?
That's a lot of damn inches.
Yo, I don't know if I believe that because
I don't know either. I'm about to look more into this.
How would you flush your toilet,
dude? I don't know,
dude. I just got stuck in the building again.
You know, I don't know if I believe this article because on the article there's like a picture of Mr. Hanky the Christmas poo, and you know, I don't know if I can believe it, but if it's true, I mean, it's the first thing that comes up on Google though. I don't know. Wait, you're stuck?
Yeah.
Like
stuck.
That still has never happened to me.
Like, if this was Jumanji, like, I'm Robin Williams right now.
I mean, come check this out.
Where's the spiders at? That's all it's missing.
Oh my gosh. I'm interested to see how you got stuck. I'm coming in this building right now.
You might see my feet.
I see Tom again. I'm just looting up a little bit before I come see you. I'm gonna come kill you and steal whatever you already got.
Oh, dude, I don't have anything. I got stuck.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh, dude, how does that even happen? Like, how did that happen?
I was falling through, and then it actually loaded.
So moral of the story is: wait until the buildings load to go inside of them.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Try knocking me down. Maybe I'll fall through.
All right. I don't.
I wonder if I can see your legs from downstairs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this has to be like a Jumanji kind of feel.
Oh, yeah, I can see your feet. It's super weird because, so, on the top of this, on top of the roof, you just see your head poking out, right?
I see my shoulders and my head.
Oh, really? Wait, let me go look again. Because for me, last I checked, let me see. Okay, yeah, so I see, like, a little bit of your shoulders, mostly just, like, your head, a little bit of shoulders. But then if you go downstairs, it's just showing your feet, or, wait, now it doesn't show anything. Like, there's a whole, like, your legs and everything are just somehow stuck in the ceiling, like, completely. Are you out? Dude, you look like you're out. Oh, you're back in it. Back in the game.
Save me. Brother, save me.
Yeah, I don't know what to do, man. Except for kill you.
Right. Oh, if you're confused by what no skin is, it's... Oh, yep, that didn't work. No, I'm just...
Well, now I could see your head and I could see your knees through the roof. You look like, I don't know, you look like you're possessed. Like if you could crawl around, that'd be pretty cool. Do you remember that movie? What was it called? I never saw it, but do you remember the movie Legion?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember that old... Remember
Your baby's gonna burn.
Yeah, that movie. Did you see that movie?
I remember it was, like, on FX one time.
That's funny.
And I just remember it being, like, a super confusing movie.
I just remember the trailers thinking it seemed like such a... such a weird movie. I wonder if I would have revived you if it would have, like... brought you up, like you might have been fine, but I just killed you instead. But I'm gonna kill myself too.
Don't do it, you're too young.
Oh man,
when the game stops you.
Ooh, that was saucy.
Wrecked.
But no, that just reminded me of I think in that movie, I'm pretty sure I remember in the trailer, like that grandma. Was like crawling on the ceiling and stuff.
Yeah, she is.
Okay. That's what you just looked like.
Because they're all like at a diner.
Yeah.
Your baby's gonna burn.
Such a weird movie. I haven't even seen it, but the trailer was so weird.
Oh, I can't remember. What's like the synopsis of that movie?
Dude, I don't even know. I don't know, but I did see the movie that came out a couple years or a year or two after that one from the same creators or whatever. I think it was called Priest. Did you ever see that one?
Mm-hmm.
That one was pretty dumb, but I think I saw that with Bradley actually forever ago.
The movie is about for the patrons and staff at a dusty roadside diner. The day begins as usual, but when the phones go out and a sweet old lady goes on the attack, it's a harbinger of the terror to come. As the horrifying nature of that situation sinks in, help arrives in the form of an archangel, Michael, who tells a pregnant waitress that her unborn baby is humanity's last hope and he will do anything to protect it.
That's awesome.
I want to watch the trailer now. Your baby's gonna burn.
Your baby's gonna burn. So okay. Your trailer's... What? What did you say? Okay, what?
So, you know how PUBG Mobile, like, it has... what's it called? You know how, like, the PUBG Mobile has bots that you can play and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm seeing so many photos posted on Facebook. Not going to say any names because, you know, if this podcast gets popular, I don't want this female right. to get mad. Anyways, she's been posting, oh, dang, like, this was my first game ever playing I think I really like it, guys. And she got first place, and she got 4 kills. That's great. I was like, oh, whatever. Okay, cool. Cool. Mm-hmm. She posted another one today saying, man, I'm really getting the hang of this, guys. And she got first place again. And for a split second, I clicked the comment button, and I almost clicked. Do you know that there's bots that you're playing? So you actually getting first place doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like ruining a person's day. So that's I held back, breathed a little bit. Drink some Baja Blast.
Drink some Baja Blast and play some real PUBG. It's crazy if people actually think that they're playing real people. They must think like, damn, like these people suck.
I mean, I thought the same thing when I really first played. Good. I was like, dang, I got 11 kills.
Yeah.
I can't even do that like in the actual game on Xbox.
Yeah, and at first I was like, okay, well, it's on mobile. Like, you know, you're probably playing with a bunch of freaking, like, 4-year-old toddlers that are, you know, on their mom's iPads. And,
who needs the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, it would make sense why you might be confused at first. Like, this is, these people just really suck because they're playing on an iPhone. But upon further investigation, you realize that, no, you're just... Like, I feel like sometimes you get in a game that's literally, like, 99 bots, and it's just you... Like, it's probably an offline mode. Like, you probably don't even play online at all. It's just all bots. And if you ever lose that, then and you don't get first place, and that's sad because those bots are terrible.
That was so true.
But, you know, the mobile version is actually pretty cool. I mean, in all seriousness, it's kind of, I mean, I don't play it, but I was surprised at how good it actually is.
How smooth it was. I scrolled past it so many times on my phone, and I'm like, why do I still have this on my phone? I don't play it anymore. But I was like, you never know. Like, maybe I'll play it again.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep it on there for when I think I might want to play it. I don't know when, but...
I got rid of Fortnite right away. Just because it's too hard.
I haven't even been able to play it because my phone can't play it, I guess. But I can play it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't remember what it said, but yeah, I guess my phone's too old. So.
That just didn't make no sense.
Yeah.
It's crazy how they come up with, like, all this stuff, like new phones and stuff like that. And next thing you know, like, your phone isn't even qualified to, like, do that kind of stuff anymore.
I know.
It's like, it's only been 2 years. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's what sucks with, like, gaming consoles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, you finally just, like, upgrade to, like, a new console. And the next thing you know, they're like, okay, this one has 4K. You're like, okay, like, I can kind of do without that. But it does this. And you're like, okay, well, maybe I need that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, like when the Xbox One S came out, I was like, that's cool. But like, I'm cool. I don't need it. And then with the, what's it even called? Is it even X. called the Scorpio? X. I still want to call it the Scorpio, but...
I just want to call them all Xbox One because they're practically all the same, except they just started getting a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm. The Xbox One X, that does seem pretty cool, and I'd probably get one, but I don't know. I don't feel like the need to.
It's expensive though.
It is. That's why I'll wait. You know, eventually when it's not as expensive, or maybe when I'm sure there's gonna be another version of it or whatever, and then who knows? Maybe they'll even just come out with a whole another generation of consoles. Like as soon as I get, you know, the Xbox One X, and then once they come out with a new generation of consoles, then it's just like totally. It just doesn't even matter anymore. It's like, well, that's like playing the PS2, dude.
You've seen Ready Player One, right?
No, I haven't actually. Haven't seen it. I know I really want to, but I just haven't gotten around to.
See, even though like it's kind of like an interesting concept with how they do the virtual reality, I like left the movie and I'm like, I probably spend like $2,000 just to play something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's really cool how they do it and stuff like that. And it's not too complicated. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was watching a video on YouTube where it was talking with these guys how... Because they have to essentially make, like, a track. What's it called? Like a treadmill track that can move, like, in different directions with your walking. Mm-hmm. So, like, I can understand that being a little difficult because it all has to run smoothly. Like, it can't be, like, stutters or anything like that, like, if you're running.
Right.
But as soon as they get that, like, I don't know. I feel like virtual reality has, like, a ton of, like, potential. I think people just don't want to do it, but...
Yeah. Oh, it totally does. I mean, we're, like, just getting into that kind of stuff, and what they can already do is pretty cool and really impressive stuff that, like, yeah, I would have never, I don't know, just never would have imagined that we'd have that crap.
Well, you have that theme with Google, which is creepy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I like that. I think Funny or Die or something like that, they made fun of it where it was like something to do with like calling your mom or something like that. I thought that was pretty funny.
Nice. Yeah, that's crazy.
Robots are going to take over. And Bradley Boy is going to be like the captain of that squad.
Captain of the Robo Squad.
It's because we called him a no-skin, and he's starting to think of a plan to rule humanity.
All the no-skins will unite and conquer the world.
I just think it's funny how, like, they actually do say no-skin.
Oh, it's hilarious, dude. I didn't even know, honestly. I just found out, I think, today that they said that. I was with my family at the beach, and my little sister, who is always playing Fortnite, she's telling some story about Fortnite, and she's just saying how they're playing with some random people online, and they join the game, and they're like, "Hey guys, you know, we're not really good. We just started playing, and they were," and she's like, "and there were a bunch of no skins, and, like, you know, believe them, they're noobs." And then we played with them and we won or something, and they were super good, and, you know, they probably had like all the skins, but they're just disguising themselves as no skins, like pretending to be noobs. But I just thought it was so funny that she just like called them no skins. Like, what?
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Jeez.
It's all part of Epic Games' plan to have people think that being someone that doesn't have something, so then they have to spend mm-hmm. money to get it.
Yeah. Well, it works. I mean, yeah. I freaking bought a damn skin.
I freaking got the battle pass.
Yeah.
I was playing with a coworker, and he had like all this stuff. I'm like, how did you get it? He's like, well, I just bought the battle pass. It's only $10. I was like, okay, well, that makes sense. You get quite a bit of stuff and just do a couple of challenges. Like, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Crashing through. This is my turn.
So what did you think of the new Predator trailer? Did you like it? What did you think?
I have to say, I can't tell. Like, I know it's going to be, like, serious and, like, you know, mm-hmm. violent and stuff like that.
Right.
But I don't know. When I saw Keegan in it, I was like, is this going to be funny? Is this going to be serious? Like, what is it going to be?
Yeah.
So that's where, like, I was confused. I was like, I can't tell, like, if it's going to be funny. I mean, there'll probably be some funny parts, probably like when they're getting torn to pieces or something like that, but
yeah.
It does look really interesting, though.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about it, but the trailer kind of like, I don't know, I feel like the trailer was a little bit underwhelming, but I'm still really excited. It kind of reminds me of
like the Venom trailer a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's like, okay, well, we kind of wanted to see Redditor, not...
Right, exactly.
I mean, I like how like the direction they're taking, it's kind of today.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. And, you know, with I think Shane Black is the one who is directing it. And I really liked his last movie. What was it? I can't even think what it was called. The one with the... Oh, The Nice Guys.
Oh, yeah. That was a funny movie.
Yeah.
It's a random movie, but it's funny.
Yeah. But yeah, I really liked that movie. And I don't know. Hopefully it's good. I love Predator. Have you ever seen Predator 2?
Is that the one where it's like in the city or something like that?
Yeah.
And then like they escape or something like that and then they crash.
That one's so funny. Yeah. That movie's hilarious.
I remember the first time I saw Predator. It was like with one of my childhood friends growing up and we were at his grandparents' house and they lived like in a super nice like neighborhood, but there's tons of trees and stuff like around. And like we went outside like and like went swimming like and then like went in the hot tub and like that whole like time in the hot tub I was like, dude, what if like Predator's like in those trees? And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, dude, like he could be camouflaged, like we don't know. And so like that whole time we were like in the hot tub, like just we were looking at the trees, like trying to see like if there would be like any movement or like if we could tell. It's like one of those movies like where it like scared you and so like you permanently have like a childhood memory of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Signs.
Yeah.
I remember like I was traveling with like my cousins and stuff like that. And we were going to Yellowstone and we were watching Signs, but when we arrived it was getting to the part where the alien walked past like at that birthday party.
Oh yeah.
And I remember me and my cousin, we were like, well, we want to see it, but they kicked us out of the car because they wanted to finish it or whatever. And I remember we climbed on the back of, like, the Suburban, and like we peeked through the back window, and I saw it, and I was like, I couldn't sleep that night because I was so scared.
Nice.
But now when I think of it, like, such a funny movie. I mean, Scary Movie 3 did definitely ruin it for me, but still a good movie.
Yeah.
Your wife is dead. What do you mean? Like the cop breaks like the taco shell and scares me. My wife is a hot dog. I miss Scary Movies. Those were good.
Yeah, they were good until they got bad. They were good like the first few. I don't know.
One, two, and three were good.
And I think even, maybe even, like, was it 4? Maybe not 4. I don't know. I think even
4 kind of made fun of like, Saw and, like, Shaq in it.
Yeah. I think there's some funny parts in that one. You know, and I was still young when that one came out, so you know, I think I
Well, they were making funny, fun of World of War, and it was, the iPods, whatever.
Yeah. It's so stupid. You know, that's the thing that sucks, though, is, like, now all the, like, parody movies can be really funny. But now, like, if you even hear that there's, like, some parody movie coming out...
Oh, it's gonna get like, trashed.
Oh, you know, like, you just immediately, before you even see a trailer or anything, you just know, like, you don't want to see it. Like, I just immediately think, like, oh, it's gonna be total ass. Like,
It's like phases. They're definitely not gonna make them anymore. Maybe, like, in a little while, but...
Exactly, but there's still some that are good, but I feel like all those really terrible ones just kind of really ruined it. Like Not Another
Teen Movie. And...
Yeah, like they really ruined it for a whole like subgenre of freaking, you know, of comedy. And it kind of sucks because there's some that are really good. And I kind of, like the most recent one that I think of that to me is kind of like a to me was a good... Like an example of a good parody kind of movie. It was like Lego Batman. Like,
oh yeah,
mm-hmm. I thought it was really funny. It's not like the
best, but it's funny.
Yeah, but it's funny, and I think they did a good job. Like, it was it was parody done in a good way that wasn't just, you know, stupid.
Obviously, well, I kind of feel like Deadpool tries to do that as well.
Yeah,
when he tries to break like that.
The fourth wall or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for Deadpool 2.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. It looks funny.
Yeah.
I sent you that soundtrack.
Yeah. So I like the names of the songs on there. So yeah, hopefully it's good.
You have Solo coming out. You have that movie coming out.
What else? There's that movie Hereditary or whatever. I want to see that. That looks like an interesting.
Yeah, the Purge movie. One coming out eventually.
Oh yeah. Oh, and did you see? I was meaning to send you when I saw it, but I don't think I did. Jordan Peele.
Oh yeah. It was released. Just, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Us or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people are saying it's supposed to be like another one of like Get Out, but I don't know if it is or if it's just going to be a new project.
Huh.
Because I don't think he released like any actual details about it except the poster.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I think I just saw the poster and that's it.
But I think people are like, oh, the actors he hired or the stuff like that, they're going to be the ones who are in Get Out, so...
Interesting.
Watch, it's gonna be like a massive flop, and it's gonna be like a one and done.
Yeah, you know that thing that happens sometimes with people.
It's gonna be sad, but I'll still see it probably.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. I hope. Because Get Out was so good that.
Yeah, I need to see that again.
Yeah.
What flavors Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Hot. Oh, shoot. Look at those guys. They just went.
Where?
They just drove right by us. They're off.
All right. Where we got to go? Where we got to go?
Let's see. Right. Oh, okay. Let's do this. So I've been listening like this so far this weekend. I've been listening to the new Playboy Cardi album like a lot.
I listen to it too. It was really good.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I think.
Ayo, Pierre.
Apparently, that dude's in Japan right now. I keep seeing him. Like, I guess I'm following him on Twitter, and I keep. Seeing his tweets like he's in Japan and crap, but yeah, I like it. I don't know, it just sounds good. But you know, at first when his self-titled mixtape or whatever came out last year, I can't stop yawning. I really did not like it, and then it grew on me and I started to like it. And you know, he's a man of very few words. I feel like every song is like he says a total of like five words over and over again, but I can't help but like it.
It's like that one song, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
That's all. Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. It's just insane, and I like how. I feel like Childish Gambino with his new song, like he kind of tried to do, like he, I feel like he tried to do what was, oh, I just got shot. Oh man, you got shot real good. Oh gosh. Can I, oh no, I was gonna say, can I revive you? But no, you're dead. What was I? Okay.
Dude, I don't even know where we're getting shot at.
Yeah, I have no idea, but I'm just going to keep on keeping on.
Go around, because you can't climb up that hill.
Okay.
Who's seeing Scooch again?
Lil Pump.
Here's a question I have for you. Oh, there's a guy right there.
Where? Oh, yeah, I see him.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, damn, bro.
Oh, I'm totally going to die.
Jeez. Going Rambo on you.
So, apparently, there's going to be another Rambo movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no, I heard about that. It's going to be super interesting.
Yeah.
And, of course, Sylvester Stallone's coming back, which just handed off to, like, a new person.
Yeah.
Was he going to be 80 years old? Bramble 5.
Yeah, he'll be doing it until he's
dead. Rocky's return. What are you talking about? This is Rambo, not Rocky.
What were you going to ask me? You said you're going to...
What's your opinion with people saying they don't like the current rappers today?
I think, I don't know. I mean, I think, like, if you don't like them, that's cool. If you do like them, that's cool. But I also think it's annoying when people just are talking mad shit and whatnot. I don't know. It gets annoying just hearing people talk about it. But you know, I like them. I only
feel like there's a select few of mumble rappers. I wouldn't put them all in the same category.
Yeah, and I feel like some of these dudes that get
thrown Lil in that category. Maybe 21 Savage, but. And maybe like Lil Uzi, but some of them, like, you can clearly understand. I'm like, they're not mumble rappers.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. It's.
I think it's just because you have some rappers that phased pretty quick and they're not having top hits anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're just kind of butthurt a little bit.
Yeah. There's a whole new wave.
I mean, I'm sure people thought the same thing when it came to, like, Wiz Khalifa and, like, all of those guys.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. Like,
I miss old Wiz.
Yeah, no.
I need to go, now that I have Apple Music, I need to go ahead and download some of those old stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, because... Yeah, he's definitely not. Hasn't really been putting out like good music.
Well, he finally
recent years.
I mean, yeah. What was the last main album that he made?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
I know he had like that one. His last super popular one was with Fast and Furious, but
yeah,
that last wasn't one, like
yeah. And then other than that, I think probably a couple years ago. I don't even know. He did that one. It was probably a mixtape, but he did one with Juicy J.
Yeah, well, you have Sucker for Pain.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's with other people. Mm-hmm. See You Again. He had the classic album when he was with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see that movie?
The high school one or whatever?
Yeah.
No, I never did, but I always thought the cover looked so funny, and
I remember I was under the influence, and I was like, okay, I want to watch this. You know, it's got Wiz Khalifa, it's got Snoop Dogg. 10 minutes in, I was like, this isn't funny, and I ended up turning it off.
I don't even, what were they thinking? Like,
the soundtrack was really good.
That's good.
But
so you got something right.
The movie looked funny,
uh-huh.
But the movie wasn't funny. But, oh, I guess he was on Logic's album. But what was his last, like, biggest album? It's gotta be, what's it called? Was it Khalifa?
Oh, probably.
No, because it's weird.
I don't know.
Bake sale. The Black and Yellow was popping.
Oh yeah, man. I remember like back then, like he was definitely he was cool. Like he was, you know, he was one of the coolest. Yeah, he was one of the coolest rappers at that like moment. Was listening to him. Yeah. Yeah, it's so true.
White, yellow, purple, green.
You know, with all these new rappers and stuff, I feel like with most of them, like really, I think with most of them, like at first, I like a lot of these guys, like I didn't like at first, but they grew on me, like at some point. Like I remember, I think the first time I listened to Savage Mode, like I didn't like it, and then I listened to it again, and it became like one of my favorite things ever, and you know, I became obsessed with that mixtape. And I, you know, now I love 21 Savage and I think he's awesome.
Oh, I'm the same way.
And, I just remember, and a lot of people felt that way, like, oh, he's boring and, you know, whatever.
He just hooking up with Amber Rose to get popular.
Yeah. And then, what was it? Like Lil Yachty. Like I remember when Lil Boat, his first mixtape came out. Like I had no idea who it was, but I found out about it from like Twitter or something, and I was like, I'll check it out. And I was like, this is kind of weird. And I didn't dislike it, I don't think, but I was just like, what am I listening to? But then that grew on me. Like, and a lot of these things like they grew on me quick. Like at first I was just like, what the hell is this? But then like the next day, like I couldn't stop listening to it.
I felt the same way with. What's his face? Young Thug.
Oh yeah.
I was like, I can't even understand Young Thug. I don't know what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he had some good songs.
Dude, speaking of Young Thug. Him and Lil Uzi Vert, did you see the picture? I don't know where it was posted or whatever, but there's a picture with both of them, and it's like the gayest thing I've ever seen. They've got to be the two like gayest rappers that are out there right now. Like they're just so gay. I mean, I don't even know if they're actually gay or not. But I don't know the if picture...
I've seen like what Young Thug looks like.
Really? I need to send you. I'm gonna send you this picture, dude, because. It's just so weird. Yeah, I found it. Let's see. Lil Uzi Vert just looks weird in this picture. And there's this too. Oops.
You hear about the news with XX Nation and R. Kelly and stuff like that?
No, I didn't actually. What happened?
So they're, you know, with their cases where they've been charged with like assault and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, Spotify removed all of R. Kelly and XX Nation's music off of it, all of, like playlists, everything, like all of their albums.
Okay. So it's
interesting because like R. Kelly, his like publicist was like, it's just interesting that they would use this to like, you know, smear his public face and stuff like that when like nothing has been at all like he's been charged for anything like that.
That's crazy. Yeah, I did see something online about that, but then
what kind of like caused me to like stop and think where I was like, I mean, I can understand like his perspective, like him being mad, was like how XX Nation like publicist was like, okay, where are you gonna take this person's, and he like listed like 18 rappers where they've all been charged of like rape or assault or battery and this
right and like that. Like you're gonna have to do that like to to a ton of like if you're gonna do it to one, you gotta do it to everyone.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, oh damn, like now I can make sense, like I can see from their perspective, but also
that's crazy.
Don't punch girls.
Yeah, that's true. Just don't do it.
Brought to you by Don't Punch Girls at This is a sponsorship of the Me Too movement. So it's just kind of whack.
Yeah. It is whack. This is crazy.
I think Lil Yachty's like my favorite rapper, like when it comes to like him just being
I like Lil Yachty too. And you know, watching that that stream with Ninja
so funny.
Was pretty funny. Like the dude's never had a hamburger, really? He's never had a steak.
He was complaining about how he doesn't like Chicago style pizza because it smells bad.
Yeah. What the heck? That's crazy.
Could someone make me a peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Man, I still haven't found a backpack. Little Yachty. Finally. Okay, there we go. Here we go.
Oh, damn, that circle's closing. We gotta bounce.
Oh, yep. It's time to go. Let's get it.
Sick on Thursday. Pretty pissed.
That sucks.
I was thinking last week, I was like, I haven't been sick like in like a year or so. It's been pretty nice. Then I get sick.
Yeah, that sucks. Yo, did I? So you know how it's that picture that I posted on? Oh, you're dead, dude. Did someone kill you?
Yeah.
Where are they at? I mean, not like I'm gonna kill anything.
I got them pretty good. I got some good weapons if you want it.
I just don't feel like stopping in the... I probably need them though because I don't have anything.
I got a AK with a ton of ammo you can take.
Nice. All right,
let me and take I have this. A level 3 backpack and level 2 vest. Right. Like I think I have like 5 medkits.
I'm going to get all risky in here running this. Okay.
Risky for the biscuit, bro.
Take that. Take that. Take.
I think Lil Uzi is definitely a maybe. I just don't.
He's definitely something.
I think he probably just thinks that, like, I don't need a. Come out, and it doesn't matter to anybody.
Yeah. Oh dang, you did have a lot of ammo.
I told you, bro. I'm helping you out.
All right. What was I gonna say before that happened? Okay. So you know how I posted that picture of that alligator like next to that driveway?
Yeah.
So I was working, right? We were driving up to this house, and in one of the areas that I work in, we go, like, out east, and it's just really just a lot of rednecks and stuff out there. And it's a lot, like, go to this house, and they have, like, a lot of land and everything. We're driving up the driveway, and I see something running on the road, and my coworker was driving, and I was like, dude... I was like, stop. I was like, what is that? And we saw this little, like, this baby gator. And I ran up to this house and was chilling by the driveway. And so I took pictures and everything. And then we told the homeowner was, like, outside. We're like, hey, there's a baby gator in your driveway. He's like, oh, okay. And so we're, like, bringing our stuff in our backyard to do what we gotta do. And I walk out and I see he's like holding a pitchfork over the gator, like he's about to stab it or something. and I just look over and I was like, "Are you gonna kill it or what?" And he's like, "I don't know." And I'm like, "All right." So, so then he, what did he do? So then he put the pitchfork away and he got a different. Something else, like a hatchet, or I don't even know what he had. It was like a hatchet or something. And he started, like, scaring it off. And I was like, okay, he's just going to scare it off or whatever. He's, like, walking it off, and the alligator was, like, hissing at him the whole time. And then all of a sudden, like, I just look back, and he's freaking hacking at it and just killed the thing. I was like, oh, shit.
He killed the gator? He
killed the gator, dude. I was like, all right. We better go before we're next.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
That's funny, though.
Yeah, no, it was crazy.
Did you hear about how, like, there was, like, a... Oh, what animal was it? I think it was, like, a gopher or something like that. And it was blocking traffic, just, like, running back and forth.
Oh, yeah, and that cop just shot it or whatever. Yeah. Is that for real? Like, I want to see
video. No, yeah, that. It was That's real.
So funny.
Yeah, it was real.
What the hell? And the picture's so funny, too. Like, the way that the cop is, like crouching or whatever. And just
point blank.
Just shooting this. That was crazy. I was so confused when I saw that. I was
expecting, like, a lot of, like, people to be outraged. But it was just, like, a lot of, like, people, like, this is what the cop did. People were like...
It's just so weird.
Go for Lives Matter, bro.
Oh, they do, man. They do.
No, it was a groundhog. That's what it was.
Can't kill a groundhog. It's messed up.
The cop said the reason why he shot it was because... Here, I'll send it to you on Twitter. He said that he killed it because it started coming after him and it was, like, looking all sick and gross. So then he shot it.
What the hell? So... This is weird. This is weird, man. I was, You know when you get on YouTube and you start watching like really you start watching something and then you end up watching something totally different.
And then like a half hour later you're learning about how to make gourmet kick-out bars or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Something just super random that you weren't planning on. Well, I was watching this like compilation of these like just stupid people who got pulled over by the cops or whatever, and I saw like they're just the dumbest people. And I just couldn't believe what I was hearing, but these people were just like they wouldn't give up, they wouldn't give a license or whatever. Like this one guy, I don't think he even had a license or whatever, but he was like making a big deal. And he's like, I don't have to give you my license and I don't have to have, you know, a license plate because this isn't a vehicle. This is my personal property and I'm not on. I was like, oh, what are you even talking about, dude? Like, it's just so, and the way that they're talking is like, they're so confident in what they're saying. Like, no, they're like, I know the laws, and like, I don't, it's just, what are you, what? I was just so confused. It's crazy. And this one lady, man, this one lady is being a total bitch, super annoying, and she was like, you can't detain me or whatever. I don't even know, just being really annoying. And then the cop finally tased her, and she was like, Krista, get it out of my back. Get it out of me. And I was like, yeah, that's what you get.
Well, you heard about that HBO special thing I told you about, right?
Which one?
Well, it's like just talking about how this girl, she got pulled over and like basically got slammed to the thing or whatever. I mean, granted, like the officer's actions weren't the best, but like this girl would be like super like not willing to do anything.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's going to pull over for, like, a traffic stop or whatever. And she tries to evade him a little bit, and she pulls in, like, a parking lot and parks and gets out. Like, she's walking into the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And he's like, ma'am, like, I need you to go back to your car. Like, I need your license or registration. She's like, why? Like, I'm not even in my car anymore. He's like, well, what are you doing? She's like, I'm going to get lunch. And he's like, well, where's your wallet then? Like, she didn't even have her wallet because she was just trying to get out of it. And then he's like, can you get back in the car? So she gets back in the car and, like, she keeps fighting him on, like, everything. And then so he finally got sick of him and just pulled her out of the car and handcuffed her and stuff like that. It's like, just be... And I read the comments on YouTube and I was like, you know, expecting like a lot of people to be like, oh well, this cop was like terrible, like it was so bad, but all of the comments were like, why didn't you just listen to him?
That's good. Yeah, people are stupid.
So hopefully you find a car.
Yeah I was not paying any attention at all. Well, this kind of sucks. I feel like this is the story of my life. This is what always happens to me, just but in real life. Still got a ways to go. This is bad. Is that something?
Anything to the right?
Doesn't look like it.
You're not too far. If you have like a med kit, you could stop. Yeah, dude.
I'll stop right now and do one of them. Go, go, go.
You ran so far.
Yeah, it's a lot of running. I need to drop and use these med kits, first aid kits.
Luckily, you don't have to run too far. You got like 40 seconds.
I don't know why I just picked that up. I don't need that. Alright, I don't see anyone.
Oof, where did that dude come from?
I have no idea.
That's always behind you.
Yeah, 10th. We should probably end this thing. Yeah. Oh shoot, I just dropped the controller.
And
yeah.
Once again, use the promo code Butthole and promo code. What was the promo code again for Blue Apron? No Skim Bros.
Yeah, that.
So, Bradley boy, if you're hearing this, use it wisely. Bye-bye.